We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, good morning. I want to caution you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in Israel. And Barry has raised the point, well, you know, basically, certainly Israel is supporting Gaza. I mean, basically, without Israel's support, why, of course, Gaza couldn't exist. And certainly they have to provide the electricity and the electricity and the food for Gaza. And, of course, they could cut that off. I said, you either stop your shelling or we're going to cut it off. But, of course, Netanyahu's explanation was, the lawyers wouldn't let him do it, so they've sent the troops in, killed almost 1,000 people, wounded another 1,000. A significant number of Israeli soldiers have been killed, and now they've had the truce. And, of course, the Hamas will not go along with the truce. They're going to start the shelling again as soon as the 72 hours is up. I mean, how do we make sense out of this? Well, I'm going to let Barry talk to you about it, because certainly there are a lot of unanswered questions. What is really going on? Why hasn't Hezbollah attacked? Now, Hezbollah's missiles are very accurate. Hamas's missiles are not accurate. I mean, Hezbollah has 125,000 missiles. Had they attacked in coordination with Hamas, why, it could have devastated Israel, but they did not do it. What is really going on over there? Well, Barry, you pick up the story from your point of view. How do you explain what's going on?
Yeah, you have to look for snitches. And they're emerging right now. They're telling, look, Israel right now is blowing up tunnels. Why on earth did they wait? Pardon me?
You know, go right ahead.
Why did they wait 10 years to start destroying these tunnels? Look, the situation at this moment, as best as I can figure it out, is that Israel does not want to go into Gaza. It's a death trap. You go into Gaza, you put in the infantry, you're going to have every single alley rigged, is, what can you say? Every window will have a sniper in it. It's, it, it doesn't want to do it, even though I have people telling me that they have to do it. If we don't do it now, it'll be twice as bad next time and stuff like that. You don't want to send your son into Gaza. So Israel pulled back, and right now it's laying siege to Gaza. It's got a cordon. The cordon is surrounding the Gaza Strip, but it doesn't stop the rockets. And frankly, it doesn't do much against the tunnels either. It's a war of attrition, and it shows no sign of ending. And the number of dead, as near as I can figure, has passed 1,400 in amongst Arabs, and it's passed 65 soldiers. It's a disaster for Israel. My son's business in Tel Aviv is wiped out. Nobody is going shopping. That's a minor example. Look, the whole tourist industry, who on earth is planning a vacation in Israel right now? In short, Israel is in a war of attrition, number one, but its country is also in this same war. Now, look, the terror continues. There was a very visible attack in Jerusalem 2 days ago using a bulldozer. The country watched as it overturned a bus. People are afraid to go out. Children are traumatized. The sirens go off constantly. There's no shortage of missiles in Gaza, and there won't be for a long time. Now, what do we know about this? Lieutenant Colonel Langotsky, Yossi Langotsky, opened his mouth to Arut Sheva. That is, well, the Settlers News Service. And let's start with him. Just so you know, he was a commander for 5 years in operational intelligence. He won the Israeli Security Prize twice. Now, this is expertise, so you can use this as a source with expertise. Here's what he said. Here's a quote. We're going to start with this quote. For 9 years, I raised hell and I said terrorists are digging tunnels into Israeli territory and the state security system is not organized enough to deal with the intensity of the threat. And he noted that this so-called operation, it's a war. 2,000 dead, it's a war in my books, a mini war if you want to call it that. But they call it an operation. He said this operation is the result. Now, what he said is it's all futile, that the tunnel threat from Gaza is not going to be eradicated. Israel will have to destroy terror tunnels again. Here's a quote from Colonel Langotsky. It's amazing to me that less than a year ago, please follow this as best as you can. Here's what the Israeli government did less than a year ago. It removed the army from several Gaza Belt communities. And here's his quote. It indicates that they have not internalized the real danger. Colonel Langotsky, they have so. This is what's so frustrating to me. Somebody with the power to control the state and the army did internalize the policy, and they didn't act. The fact of the matter is this is the real policy.
Hold that thought. Let's get back and hold the discussion.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The staff and families at Grace Cafe recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their effort abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. That's from Grace Cafe in Ault, where they say, if you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop in. That's Grace Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault, a great place for great food, offering a 10% discount for all military personnel. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
And this morning, Barry Sanders, as we pointed out, the Gaza is totally dependent upon Israel. And they could cut off their electricity, their water, their food, but they don't do that. Instead, they send the troops in. They devastate and destroy. You've seen the pictures there. The destruction. And still, why the conflict goes on. Why don't they do what's logical, or why didn't they at least try? Well, there's lots of questions about what is really going on. Why Hezbollah did not intervene? Are things as they appear to be? Or is it simply another example of reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king? There's been tremendous devastation there in Gaza. Barry, you go right ahead.
Yeah. I'm, again, quoting a source, this is from Arut Sheva, Network 7, I guess. Nonetheless, Langotsky was a commander, and he did internalize the danger. Now, he went to today's idea of chief of command, that's Benny Gantz, and here's the quote. He was attentive to the information about the tunnel digging in the Galilee, no less, as well as Gaza, and agreed to react properly. But he was let go. All right. And the new commander, this is Langotsky again, never addressed the problem, and the IDF silenced his concerns. Remember, this IDF pulled out of the Gaza communities that's within Israel less than a year ago. You have to understand that's the real policy. That's what's going on. All right. I'm going to quote Langotsky. Quote, I had tortured the system over the issue and they preferred to keep me silent. And then Langotsky presented a scenario. Now, what he's saying is that this is a parallel would be Korea, where North Korea has been tunneling to a demilitarized zone for many, many years, and they're experts at tunneling. And what he says is that North Korea is playing an important role in helping Hamas dig its own tunnels from Gaza, as well as providing them with rockets. keep this in mind. I'm frustrated by people who get a concept in their head. Their concept is Iran is behind it. It's North Korea that's the primary supplier to Hamas. All right, please internalize that as well. It's the North Koreans who are supplying the rockets and, well, supplying the ability to dig tunnels. This is what's going on in Gaza. And what Vygotsky says, here's the quote, the facts were known, again, from Vygotsky, regarding the terror tunnels in Gaza. The system went to sleep for a few years and did not do what needed to be done. And he's shocked. He thinks the Israeli system is protecting Israelis. Look, my friend Hanok, he's also my doctor. Although I'm not 100% in favor of his, let's just call them techniques. Let's just say that nonetheless, he's been a very good friend for 20 years plus. He sent me an IBA, a very hidden document. An officer came out, and we have to rely on them right now for real information. He's saying, what is going on? Why weren't these tunnels detected? He said, we have a technology. It's called sonar echolocation. We could have wiped out the tunnels 10 years ago. We could have wiped them out as they were being built, but the system didn't. And you have to start asking. Now, I'm asking this as a father of two Israeli kids. That's just one reason. Why aren't they being protected? All right. This is a big one. Why was sonar echolocation? Why did they use it against the tunnels? Why, have five dozen Israeli youths died, 300 wounded in this war of attrition? Now, I heard that interview, and again, all I can ask of you is to trust me. I'm only taking people who actually aren't part of what's the real strategy and are opening their mouths because they're shocked. Now, look at this. This item is from Ynet News. That's the biggest mainstream news source in Israel. And here's the headline. We could have taken Hamas down in 10 days. And then senior IDF officer says that Hamas was left in power so that one organization could be held accountable for upcoming terrorist attacks coming from Gaza. Now, I couldn't just grasp that. You leave Hamas in power so you have someone to blame if terrorism is inflicted upon you. That's what he's claiming. Look, in the world of reality, this couldn't be possible. You would deal with tunnels and you would bring down Hamas, but they didn't. Hamas is still in power. They've still got rockets. Also, they could be held responsible for terror attacks. That the Israeli government wants this? That is in ynetnews.com. It's translated. Go read it. There's something really wacky going on in Israel. It again, if you think the Israeli government is working on behalf of Israeli Jews, you have to think again. And there are people in Israel opening their mouths about this who are very high up. And we're going to get to the, well, if I have time, I'm going to ask the major question of why on earth three Israeli boys were murdered when the police had a cell phone distress call and chose to believe it was a prank. And they let the, they could, look, they may not have prevented it. Who knows? But they would have known where the crime took place with just plain location from the cell phone call.
No,
but they chose to do nothing.
You're talking about the kidnapping of the three Israeli youth. One of them calls in on his cell phone and says, we've just been kidnapped. And, of course, the police totally ignore the call, saying, oh, it's a prank.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it? Isn't it amazing? Yes, that's what happened. Look, it got out one way or another. It got out to the public. And the public discovered this, and they were in utter shock. Our police let our youths be kidnapped. They didn't respond to the call. That was the Israeli reaction to discovering this. All right. Now, again, I'm going to go on to more background motivations. Ciki Livni, now, she is the head of the Kadima Party and a cabinet minister. But most important, she is the chief negotiator for the peace talks that are, well, here's what she says. The real goal of the peace talks between Israel and Hamas is the return of Abbas as leader of the Gaza Strip. All right, let's do this quote. Livni, we have the opportunity to advance the political solution in Gaza. Israel's chief negotiator to the peace talks calls for the return of Abbas to the strip, telling Ynet, again, the largest mainstream media source in Israel, we need new challenges in Gaza. In essence, what she's saying is that Israeli youths have been killed in an operation to return the PLO to Gaza, to oust Hamas. And by the way, this makes perfect sense. Hamas has, their intention of overthrowing the PLO has been made more than clear forever. But in the last few months leading up to this operation, returning Abbas to power is the real goal of this operation, of this war. Let's let Israel do the dirty work. Let's let it lose its young men, all to get Abbas back into leadership of the Gaza Strip. You know what? I'm quoting only top-level Israelis. That's what they claim. This is not about stopping rockets. It's not about protecting Israelis. The ultimate goal of this operation is to get the Oslo Accord back on track by returning Abbas to the leadership of the Gaza Strip. That is from Tzipora Livni, the chief negotiator to the peace talks. Dr. Stan, did you pick that up?
Yes, I did. And for our listeners out there, Abbas, of course, is the leader of the PLO, of the Palestinian Liberation
Authority.
authority, right? Go ahead.
All right. Now, for that, Israel has been wrecked. Look, if you're in the tourist industry in Israel, there are no tourists. If you have a business anywhere within rocket reach of Hamas, there's no business. The country is suffering miserably from this operation, and it's all to return Abbas. That is the stated goal of the Israeli chief negotiator for peace. We're doing this to return Abbas to leadership of the Gaza Strip. All the rest you've been told that Israelis are defending themselves against tunnels and rockets, that may be true, but that is not what's going on. This operation, and we'll get to it shortly.
Let me just mention, we got a correspondent yesterday from a woman that a missionary over there, and the people of Israel are living in constant fear. The sirens are going off all the time. They've got 40 seconds to get into the very shelters. Fortunately, the missiles are not very accurate. They're not hitting anything. But the people of Israel, Sunni, in rocket range of Hamas, are all living in constant fear. I'll be back in a moment with Barry. We're not hearing about what's happening in Israel today, but it's...
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who have answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
infrastructure is living in constant fear, but you're not getting this through the controlled media in the United States. Our guest today, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your book, how they can get to your website, how they can get to your PayPal button, and to help you in your efforts to keep us informed as to what is really going on over there in Israel.
Sure, and thank you for that. Yeah, I lived there for 31, 32 years. I devoted, well, really the spry parts of my life to Israel, and it's recorded in my books. In this case, Get Bye-Bye Gaza. Get the black and white edition from lulu.com. That's lulu.com. You'll get there, you'll see a search box right in my last name. Shamish. And if you want to know why there's a war today, call it predictions. To me, it was inevitable from the facts. Read Bye-Bye Gaza. They were setting Israel up for war, and they got war. Now, my website is barrychamish.com. David Samarin is keeping it up, and I'm very grateful for that. And, yes, there's a PayPal button. And I survived barely through your donations, and I never forget a donor. You'll be rewarded. Leave it at that. Now let's go back to the news. What you've got, you have to look at American involvement in this war and what they're really pledging and what they're really thinking and so forth. In the year 2009, then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton pledged $300 million to Hamas. The quote from the article, Hamas directly received the funds, none of which were deposited in workers' Gaza banks. The money was largely used to rebuild Gaza homes and mosques destroyed in the last Israeli operation. You've got that again, and you'll probably see the United States rebuilding Gazan homes and mosques. Who knows why your money is down the tube, but I'm going to give you more facts where you understand that the United States has their fingers in this war. Just before the war broke out, here is the headline. It's from BuzzFeed, by the way. The headline is U.S. holding back room talks with Hamas for months. And here's the news from BuzzFeed. The U.S. has been secretly holding talks with Hamas for months, BuzzFeed reported Thursday. Despite its official stance that it would never negotiate with a terror organization, here's the quote from the leak. Our administration needed to hear from them that this unity government would move toward democratic elections. Yeah, sure. Sorry, that's my interjection. And toward a more peaceful resolution with the entire region, a U.S. official stated to the site on condition of anonymity. Sorry. It was important to have that line of communication. Now, why do I believe that this leak is real? Look at the level of the denials. U.S. officials have publicly denied the charges. Of course, leading to reports of the non-veracity of BuzzFeed. And all right, here's the denials. Here's how high they go up. These assertions are completely untrue, U.S. State Department spokesman Marie Harf told BuzzFeed. There is no such back channel. Our position on Hamas has not changed. And look at the level of denials continuing. U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Daniel Shapiro, rebuffed the claim, stating emphatically to IDF radio, that is Israeli military radio, that reports of secret talks are false. Quote from Shapiro, we do not have ties to Hamas. We do not work with them. We will not give assistance to them. Shapiro filed. We will not work with a government that has Hamas sitting in its parliament. All right, people. The denials are lies. But look how high up they're coming from. This report really got the American diplomatic, the highest levels of American diplomacy at work denying it, leading us to believe it's accurate. Just before this war broke out, the U.S. was holding negotiations over something with Hamas. What they said in these meetings, I wasn't there, I don't know, but it probably wasn't good. And one way or another, it led to the current war. I hope you've understood your government had its finger in this thing, big time. Now, right now in the Israeli, I get this sent to me by people who actually submitted. They're talking about how this war began. This is from Rotter.net. You know what? It's in Hebrew for anyone who reads Hebrew. Rotter.com, I believe. All right. Neither here nor there. They're asking questions like, did the three Israeli kids jump into a car that had Israeli license plates, that had a Hebrew-speaking driver, as recorded on the call by one of the boys from the back seat? Remember, this was the murder of the three boys was played on Israeli media just before the war in Gaza. You want to get the Israelis behind a war, just have their kids shot in ear range. That's how it began. But this reporter, well, he heard that. All right, we'll get to what he heard in one second.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what?
We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm standing back here for the last segment of Mary Sabbath. What's really going on? What's going to happen to Israel? Why are they not doing what's logical? Go ahead, Barry.
Right. Now, we have to deal with leaks. And in Israel, very high up in the police, they said that we got a call from the kidnapped boys and we didn't react. Now, these, they were two high-ranking police sources. They were, well, let's just say suspended from their work until this is dealt with high up. The leaks are letting the real story out. Now, this source from Rotter heard the recordings, and he heard it. Well, this is essential. The quote: the driver was listening to Israeli security radio. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to quote it anyways. If he was, this operation was being directed by Israel. All right. Then he goes on and says the Israeli police took 5 hours to do anything about the kidnapping, and his list of complaints that everyone has. Where were the police? All right. Now, his conclusion, this is from Rotter, is that it's okay to kill their own in order to keep something growing. Quote, the lives of many out of the way for the lives of the few. In short, he has become entirely discouraged of the Israeli security supposedly protecting the Israeli people. Quote, I personally trust no one. Okay. He says, I'm Jewish. He's straight set. And that my Jewish family are great. But, and here's his quote, this stinks to high bloody Netanyahu hell. In other words, the reason for the war may, according to this reporter, I'm saying not just me, it stinks that the police didn't rescue their boys. All right, that's not the way of the Israeli police. You don't dismiss every call as a crank. You act on it, but they didn't. Now, here is what happened a day and a half ago. It was sent to me. The mastermind behind the kidnapping of the three teens is arrested. And my reporter writes me, all right, he says, maybe too tidy, like the epilogue after the Gaza campaign. He writes me back, second email. It seems all very neatly packaged, including the timing of the brief release of the information about the non-war war. In other words, we Jews are just puppets. And we accept a reality they create for us. And I want you to know that the most religious Jews are the most virulent backers of this disastrous war in Gaza. They want to go in. They want to risk their lives to retake Gaza. Now, not for the Israelis, certainly not, but for Abbas. That's the stated goal of the peace negotiator with, well, I suppose Hamas. Who knows? But Tzipora Livni stated outright, the role of Israel in this operation is to overthrow Hamas and replace them not with some sort of viable alternative from Israel that would maintain peace and stop rockets, but with the PLO. Dr. Stan, did you get that?
Yes, I did. Go right ahead.
That's, you just got me going the way I wanted to go. The operation that is taking place, it's now a siege. It's a siege with never-ending rocket attacks. It's a never-ending war. It's all, get this, for the Oslo peace, to promote the Oslo peace accord. This awful, awful war is taking place. Now, by the way, it's not that I don't care about Arab loss. It's been 1,400 and growing, and I'm not some sort of sadist. I don't get satisfaction from that. But their policy is to put their most vulnerable in the way of Israeli retaliation. It's a deliberate policy. So Israel is getting creamed PR-wise worldwide. Israel is killing children. Israel is killing women. They're not reacting. Listen, if the intention were fulfilled, the rocket attacks on Israel would have killed a lot more civilians. It's on the surface, the only thing to do to keep your country safe. But again, the surface is, well, in fact, superficial. What's going on is the possible, certainly, if not immediately deliberate murder of your own teenage kids by your security force to get a war started, the non-prevention of the murders. That issue, well, it should be investigated, but it won't be.
Okay, I certainly agree with you. I think that the whole thing, he said, they cannot be explained from a logical point of view. God bless you, Terry.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Morning, all.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power.
Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the situation over in Israel really doesn't make sense. But so much of what's going on today in Iraq doesn't make sense. Because, of course, ISI is certainly taking over large areas of the country. They're killing and systematically killing the Christians there. And ISI is financed by your CIA. In fact, all you need to do is go up on your search engine and type in CIA finances Muslim Brotherhood, CIA finances Al-Qaeda, CIA finances ISI, and you'll find that we are financing these radical Islamic groups that are slaughtering Christians over there. Why would we be doing that? Why, for the same reason we took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools here, and certainly why they've done everything they could to destroy the moral fabric of our country. And it is because our country is run by a small subversive group that has a different agenda, and certainly what is taking control of our country and is using the financial and military power of the United States to capture the world. Why are we have special forces over in the Ukraine? Why, very simply, to maintain our empire. Why do we have American troops in a dozen or more African countries? Why is President Obama over there in Africa just yesterday giving a talk? Why? To preserve our empire. And until you understand that we've been lied to about what's going on, and of course the financial and military power of the United States is being used by this small group as a subversive group. Probably not more than 5,000 people at the most, but they're dedicated to a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity. And when you understand that, everything going on today begins to make sense. But, of course, you're never going to read this in the media because the media is rigidly controlled, and certainly our banking system, where the six major banks are controlled by these very, very people. Certainly they control certainly most of our major corporations, our educational system. They control what most people think and believe. And it's time we got the information out, and that's why we do what we do 5 hours a day. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We need your help to finance what we do.